So with the starting pitcher from last night, Jesse Hernandez, you put together a pretty good performance last night. What was working well for you?
My sinker was working pretty good last night early on, and I got my early outs, ground balls. So that was the game plan going into the game, and I executed early.
You mentioned this the sinker. What kind of pitches do you throw?
I throw a sinker, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup.
You were in Vancouver last year. Tell me a little bit about your time in Vancouver. I've heard good things about it.
Vancouver was an awesome experience for me. Great city, great fans, great ballpark, great organization up there. And they treated us well. We had a pretty solid team up there. And we came out on top, won the Northwest League Championship.
Hey, you put together a pretty good August as well. What was going well for you when you had things starting to click for you in that month?
Same thing, sinkers. Getting ahead early in the count, forcing early contact, getting my ground balls, which for me is huge. But for me to be successful, I got to have my defense behind me because I get so many ground balls.
You had a couple of good plays behind you last night. Were there any that stuck out behind you that you saw?
All of them, really, man. Me, like I said, being such a big ground ball guy, every play that's made behind me is clutch for me. So all of them pretty much stood out for me.
Now, when you were at Central Michigan, you were a reliever for a long time. And then your senior year, you're the starter, ended up being the MAC pitcher of the year. What kind of things did you figure out as you reached your senior year and was put into the starting rotation?
Early on in my career, I actually was a closer when I first got to Central Michigan. Then I worked my way into a long relief. And I was actually a midweek starter. And then my senior year, after coming off my junior year, kind of struggled my junior year. So I kind of dealt with some mental issues that they weren't real big, but learning how to cope with not being successful. And once I figured out a good approach to the game and how to handle adversity and deal with the ups and downs, I became a complete pitcher, I thought, at that point. But I'm still developing it now, but I think my biggest strength right now is just my mental approach to the game. Nothing really gets me too high or too low. I just kind of have the same consistent approach each game.
How did you figure that out and change that mental approach? Was there somebody that helped you?
Actually, I took psychology of coaching class my senior year. And going into it, I thought it was kind of corny, like, oh, this stuff's not going to work, whatever. And I tried some of it out in the fall, and it actually worked. So I took a couple mental tricks from that class and kind of brought them to the ballpark. But pretty much just realizing who I was as a person, just kind of growing up as a kid and knowing that you don't got to be perfect every time you go out there, and pretty much just enjoying the game for what it is.
So you were signed as a non-drafted free agent after you graduated. What's that process like compared to being drafted? You didn't have your name called on draft day. Did you get a call the very next day from Toronto, or how did it work?
Yeah, actually, I got a call 2 days after the draft. Going into the draft, I thought I was going to be a late pick or something, day two, day three, but nothing really popped off. So I actually got a phone call from an independent team in Fargo, and that was what I was thinking I was going to do after the draft. A little disappointed, but I still wanted to play. So I called that team after I returned their call, and I was like, yeah, I'm in. And then turned out the next day I got a call from the Blue Jays. So called that team back in the independent league and said, I'm sorry, I'm going to go with the Blue Jays. And came down, and I was just happy to have an opportunity after that. I mean, I knew I was good enough to play professionally. So for me, just getting the opportunity was more than enough. But now that I'm here, I mean, I don't really worry about where I was drafted or whether I wasn't drafted or not. And just as long as I'm out there performing and doing the best I can do and just having fun with it, I'll be all right, I think.
You're from the Grand Rapids area. Have you had a chance for your parents and friends and family to come see you pitch so far?
Yep, my family, some friends of mine, they came out in the Crosstown Showdown. And then last night, my girlfriend and her family, they were out here last night. They're a little bit closer to Dayton area, southeast Michigan they're from. But, I mean, it's going to be great. We're going to West Michigan here for the next four games, and it's going to be a madhouse, I think, with my fans out there.
Well, good. Good luck. Good luck in the next start and the rest of the way through the season. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the rest of your pregame show on Big Country 92.1.